Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Sadi Aleph, Erevin 91, pagination page 181. Towards the middle of the page, you'll see in the beginning of a line, Hasakono Raya, and then a two dots where we begin. Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, beginning of the Perek, Echad Gagin, all roofs, all yards are considered one rishus, and you're allowed to carry from one to the other, even without an Erev Chatzeros, as long as you don't carry items that were in the house and are now in the Chatzer, as long as you don't carry those items that are attributed to the house to a different Chatzer that was not included in the Erev Chatzeros. Amar Rav, Rav says, Halacha k'Rav Shimon, we paskin like Rav Shimon. And the opinion of Rav is, V'hu shelo irvu, provided that there is no Erev Chatzeros between the house and the yard. If you have a bunch of houses that open up into one yard, and you're allowed to carry from the house into the yard, then aval irvu, with an Erev, lo, you should not be able to carry from this yard to the next yard. Rav says, "De gazrinan, we should be afraid." Dilma osi la'afuki mani debatim lochotzer, that you're going to carry the objects that are attributed to the house into the chotzer, into the next yard. We gave an example when we first encountered this. The opinion of Rav Shimon is that if you had a chair in your backyard that was there from before Shabbos, since your chatzer, your yard, and the next person's yard are considered one rishus even without an Erev Chatzeros, you're allowed to pass your chair over the fence to his yard, even though there's no Erev Chatzeros, or if he has a door opening, no Erev Chatzeros, you could still pass the chair through. However, if you were to carry from your house to your backyard table a pitcher of iced tea, and your next door neighbor wants it, Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to pass that iced tea through, because that's an object that was shovas in your home, even though you were allowed to bring it from your home to the chatzer, either because you're the only one dwelling there or because you made an Erev Chatzeros with the other homes that share that yard. But since that object was in your home, from your home to get to your neighbor's backyard, that you can't do. So Rav says that it seems to him that Rav Shimon would only allow you to carry from your yard to the next person's yard if there is a prohibition from bringing from your house to the yard. Because if there is a permission to bring from the house to the yard, you're going to end up with some objects in your yard that are forbidden to give over to the next door neighbor, like your iced tea pitcher. And therefore, we should not let you carry even the beach chair from one to the other, because how are you going to keep track? How are you going to constantly trace where did the object originate? Well, Shmuel Omar, but the way we paskin is like Shmuel, who says, Bein Irvu, Bein Shalo Irvu, whether there is an Erev or there's no Erev. In other words, it could even be if there is an Erev and permission to carry from your house to your backyard, and the result will indeed be that there are objects in your backyard that are allowed to be passed over to the next door neighbor, and there are objects in your backyard, namely those that originated in the house, which are not permitted to hand over to the next door neighbor. And Shmuel says that's fine, that's exactly Reb Shimon's opinion. V'chein amar Reb Yechanan, and the same is the opinion of Reb Yechanan, skip the next two words, as Rashi tells us, and continue on the next line, Bein Irvu, Bein Shalo Irvu, whether there is an Erev or there's no Erev, you're allowed to carry objects that originated in the backyard to the neighbor's backyard, and as far as objects that originated in the home and made it to the backyard, those objects you have to keep track of, and those you're not allowed to pass over to the neighbor. The Gemara says, Maskif lo Rav Chista l'Shmuel, u'l Rav Yechanan. Rav Chisda asked the following question to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Yoimru, are you telling me, is it possible to say, that Shnei Kelim Bechatzer, there are two objects in a yard, like we described, a chair and a pitcher of iced tea. Bechatzer Achas in one yard, Ze Mutter Veze Aser, one is permitted to be passed over to the neighbor, and one is forbidden to be passed over to the neighbor. It's absurd. How can you allow such a thing? And the Gemara answers, we have another case, very similar, which was allowed, and we have to keep track of the objects, and therefore we can allow it here too. Rabbi Shimon Latame, Rabbi Shimon follows his own opinion, de lo goza, that we're not worried of such things, and you have to keep track. De Tanan, as we learn, to picture this case in your mind, Omer Rabbi Shimon said, l'mad avadome, what should you compare it to? L'shalosh chatzeros, you have three yards. Hapsucha zuluzu, that are open one to the other, upsucha slusha sarabim, and they're open to the public area. V'irvu shtei achitzonos im ho'im tzayis. And the two outer ones made an Erev with the middle one. Let's picture the case. You have three adjoining yards. A left one, a middle one, and a right one. Each one has access to the Rishos HaRabim, so that we're not worried about Rishos Regel. If that's the only way for him to get out, they could mess up carrying in the outer one, because they have to walk through his yard in order to get out. So we're saying that each one has his own access to the public area. They don't have to join if they don't want. What happened was, the two outer ones, Mr. Left and Mr. Right, joined with the middle one. So they're allowed to carry to each other. But an object that originated in the left, even if it goes through the middle, you have to keep track of it. You're not allowed to transfer it all the way to the right because it started in left, and left and right never made an Erev Chatzeres with each other. Likewise, the item that starts in the right is not allowed to make it to the left because they never made an Erev Chatzeres. Mr. Right is only allowed to share with the middle person because that's where his Erev Chatzeres was. And once again, you see that we're keeping track. We're keeping track of things that originated in the left yard, and we're keeping track of items that originated in the right yard. He muteresi mahem. She, the middle one, is permitted to do business, so to speak, with the left and with the right. Vehin muteresi ma, and they're permitted to do business with her, the middle one. Ubez achitzonos asurim zozu. But the two outer ones are forbidden to do business one with the other. Velo gozer, and we're not worried. Dilma osi laafuki mani de hachatzer lahachatzer, that eventually an item from the left might make it to the right, and an item from the right might make it to the left. That doesn't bother us. You'll keep track. That's Rib Shimon's opinion. Hachanami lo gazrinon, same thing over here. There's no reason to make a legislation against it. We allow it. Dilma osi laafuki mani de bottom lahachatzer, even though theoretically an item from the house could make it to the adjoining yard in a forbidden way. We're not worried about that, and we tell you to keep track, and that's what you do. So that's Rib Shimon's opinion, that you could have this iced tea and the beach chair, since they originated in different spots in the beginning of Shabbos, they have totally different rules. The Gemara, the last words on the page, adds on one more thought that I'd like to include, that even if there is no Eruv between the house and the yard, an item could have made it from the house to the yard. Obviously, if the house is the only house opening up into the yard, so he doesn't need an Eruv Chatzeros. But as we're saying, even if there are multiple houses opening up to the yard and there is no Erev between the houses and the yard, that original yard that we're discussing could actually have an item that originated in the house. How so? The Gemara says, Bekumsa v'sudra, as Rashi explains, derech malbush, if a person would wear something from the house into the yard, like a sweater, that would be an item that originated in the home, and that item would not be allowed to be passed over to the adjoining yard, even though you took it off and you did so with total permission, you're allowed to take an item off after you were wearing it, but since it originated inside the home, you wouldn't be allowed to pass it to the adjoining yard. Whereas if that same sweater had originated in the yard, you would be allowed to pass it to the neighbor. Yashar koach, have a great day.